reality of the deal with Rob. He doesn't want to show up. He doesn't feel like playing until it's a big game.
Horry for three. Houston Rockets. Oh, the 1993-94 NBA champion.
And Horry for three.
Again. The Houston Rockets have won their second consecutive NBA championship.
And the Lakers are the 2000 NBA champions.
Horry from downtown.
Yes.
And the Los Angeles Lakers will make it a second straight.
The third time in seven seasons, the San Antonio Spurs are the NBA champions.
Robert Horry for three. It's good.
The San Antonio Spurs are NBA champions once again.
Ball tipped out to Horry, a straight on three. Good! The Lakers have won! Robert Horry's greatest hits tour continues.
Oh, no doubt about it. He's got to be getting a Grammy for that one.
Big Shot Bob, no.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Oh my goodness. Robert Horry.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's great to have an opportunity on the night that the NBA opens up to talk with Robert Horry about the league and the Bulls and everything else. You can check out Robert Horry. He's doing a lot of work with Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and awards odds, plus updated win totals and player stats. Robert, thanks so much for joining us. First question, what do you think of what we're seeing in this return by Lonzo Ball?
You know, first of all, I want to say thank you, guys. I haven't felt that good for introduction since, you know, high school when I got all the hype. So thank you.
That's how we do it. Bring you in. Now we'll get good answers, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now you got me. You're going to get the true, honest answers. You know, I think when it comes to Ball, you just got to wait and see, man. Let's be honest, because we've seen so many players come back from an injury and they sat out this long. You know, you think about, you know, I don't want to call no names up, but a guy who plays over in Brooklyn ain't stepped on the court in a long while. But, you know, you have to see how the body can hold up. And that's the one thing about the NBA. It's a grind, man. It's a grind just to get on a plane and go play in another city. You know, you got 2 and 3 nights and stuff like this. So, and he hadn't played in a while, and because he's a great person, a great human, a great man. I've had the pleasure of talking to him in a couple of interviews. So I hope he's back, man, because the Bulls need it.
So what are you looking forward to the most for this season as we get underway, Bob? There's a lot of interesting teams. Which team are you looking forward to watching the most of anybody?
You know what? I want to see how the Suns play. You know, I think this is the second year with their big three, and we saw Devin Booker has the ability to be a good defender while watching the Olympics. So I'm really interested to see how that can go. And also, I want to see what Cat can do in New York. You know, I think to me, that was a huge move by the Knicks. You know, they were missing size. You know, they tried to go with that small ball, but it just didn't work out. So it's going to be really interesting to see what those two people can do for their new organizations.
Yeah, the Knicks with that Thibodeau ball and all those bruisers and the whole Villanova connection, and they busted it up. They sent Dante away to bring in, come on, you can say it, Soft Cat, man. Too damn soft. It's not going to fit for Thibodeau. How's that going to work?
First of all, I think a lot of times if you look at coaches and then you look at the players become an image of the coach. And I think this is going to be one of the ones where Cat's going to have to, you know, portray the image of his coach. You know, let's be real. How many people in this league outside Draymond Green scare you?
That's a good point.
Nobody. No. So the whole league is like, it's not soft. It's just the way the game is played now. Is it like, you know, there's no physicality in the game because, you know, it's made for the offensive guy to be able to get to the rack and get buckets and stuff like that. So, no, you know, you don't have to be a Dennis Rodman. You don't have to be a Charles Oakley. You don't have to be one of these brutes, you know, that all play for the Bulls. You don't need to be one of these brutes in the league because it's about the ability to get to the hole and his ability to make jumpers.
And let's keep it a buck. Most people are scared of Draymond because he's going to kick him in the ding-ding. Because that's what he does. He kicks you in the ding-ding.
Unless you're a teammate when he might punch you in the face.
Right, yeah. So the Celtics thing, I'd love to know what you thought about how all of this thing went, where you have the Celtics maybe not – their stars not playing great. They still end up winning a championship. Then – you have questions on, well, wait, who was the finals MVP and who wasn't? Then who's going to be on the Olympic team and who isn't on the Olympic team? You've won more championships than anyone not named Bill Russell. So how does this work inside of a locker room where they all come back together and they all now have a ring? How do they make it work?
Well, it's going to work because the two big dogs got their money, you know, and so they're not worried about that. And I don't think Tatum, you know, people going to make more out of it than Tatum really, you know, care about it. He still want to go. He didn't play. He got to save his body because he just came off, you know, playing in the NBA finals. So I don't think he really cares. I wouldn't care. I know people going to make a lot of it, but I think for them, the key is going to be Derek White, who, you know, who kind of took his minutes, and Drew Holiday to still keep up that defensive presence, keep them as one of the top defensive teams in the league. Then it comes down to health, because if Porzingis is playing for them, they hard to beat.
How would you feel, Robert Horry? I mean, you never were this, but if you were a fringe of the roster NBA player, right? And LeBron James's son took your roster spot. How does that feel?
I'll be mad as hell, man, because, you know, it's the thing is, but it's how it is, though. Is they have a saying, out with the old, in with the new. And this, and GMs are such copycat GMs. They're always looking for potential players. You know, they don't say, okay, this guy has grinded it out for 4 years in college, and we know what he's going to give us. But no, they'll say, oh, this guy here, I see something in him. Maybe I can bring out the best in him. Now, every GM thinks they can just mold and create this player, and they can pat themselves on the back and say, I created it. I saw this potential. And for me, I think he has a long way to go. Let's be honest. He has a long way to go. He doesn't have a lot of experiences behind him. He didn't really play in college because of the health issue. So, you know, if it was me, I'd be looking at them like, man, dude, really? This dude don't need the money like I do. His dad a billionaire. That roster spot.
He's not there because of his potential. He's there so LeBron stays happy. Though, Robert, like, what if Hakeem came to you guys on the Rockets and said, my son is going to play? Would you guys have taken it?
Yeah, but I would say he's going to play when we up 40. He's going to play when we up 20, when the game is out of reach.
It does lead to an interesting question. I wondered this. How does someone like Bronny even get to develop? Because you would think he's not going to get a lot of minutes, and he's probably not going to the D League. Mm-hmm. So how does he get better?
He's going to have to go to the G League. Let's be honest, man. Because you look at you got to have 12 guys on a roster, right? And he's not going to make the team. So for him to be able to play and get minutes, that's the only way you can get better. Because LeBron James is on your team. Anthony Davis is on your team. We ain't practicing. These guys aren't going to practice. So you don't have much practice time. I know, okay, he's going to have to be one of those players. He's going to practice with the Lakers. Go play that night in the G League, come back up. He's going to get a lot of miles on his body and a lot of wear and tear because he's got to get in there. He's got to get some potential to play because, you know, even though he went 7-for-17 in his last game, he still need reps. And that's the only way you can get better at basketball with reps.
We are talking to 7-time NBA champion Robert Horry here on 670 The Score. So yesterday, Trey Murphy III signed for $112 million over 4 years. Jalen Suggs, $150 million for 5 years. Jalen Johnson, not the Bears cornerback, Jalen Johnson, a different one, $150 over 5 years. You were just a little bit too early, Robert. Just a little bit.
Way too early. You know, we're not even going to talk about the two guys down in Houston just got re-upped today, too. But,
yep.
You know, I'm so happy for every guy who's got their bag. And every one of those guys need to say, thank you, Bill Russell. Thank you, Kareem. Thank you, Magic. Thank you, Bird. You know, leading up to this because, you know, thank you, CONCACAF. Let's be honest, CONCACAF is the one who started it all.
You damn right he did.
That's amazing.
You know, and that's one thing I don't think these guys understand. There were so many guys who laid the pavers for you to walk on. And you have to be appreciative of that because, you know, when our Dave, God rest his soul, David Stern, he kind of the one who saw this vision and kind of put this league together, got it up out of the slums and brought it to the penthouse of Fifth Avenue to say so. You know, the NBA has come a long way and these guys getting paid now. And that's the one thing that kind of irks me with these guys now in the league because they feel like it was a rite of passage for them. No, thank the guys before you. And that's one of the things that would go to these All-Star games. I would see these legends. I would always just say, thank you, man. Because if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be able to live the lifestyle I'm living because they all started it all. And these guys don't really appreciate it sometimes.
Robert, I want to give you a pick your adventure. Your radio-friendly best story about Shaq or Jordan. You choose.
I didn't play with Jordan, but I did play with Shaq. And so I'm going to say, I'll give you my Shaq story. I think, you know, we always...
Remember how good the Open was. Remember how good the Open was, Robert. Before you decide to give us the G-rated or the PG or the 13, just remember how good the Open was.
We all know the story of Shaq running on the court, but then with his sneakers and butt naked, you know, just to have a light in the mood. But, you know, AC gonna kill me because I never let him know this story. So Shaq had, you know, AC was talking about absence. You know, he had his little absence bear, and he always sat it on top of his head and stuff like that. So Shaq took one of his bears and, of course, took all the stuffing out and kind of wore it somewhere. That's all I'm going to say.
That is an excellent way to end our conversation, Robert Ori. Robert, please.
It's G-rated.
No, you did it right. No, that's exactly the way that story should be told.
PG-13, I'm calling it right there.
Before the season's over, we got to get you back on, Robert. We would love to have you back on.
Hey, you know, I would be more than happy to be back on you guys because of the intro. If it wasn't for the intro, I'd say, you know, go somewhere with that. But, you know,
I think that's fair.
No, the funny part is everybody think I played for the Bulls anyway because, like, oh, didn't you play for the Bulls? Didn't you win 3 in a row with the Bulls? I'm like, no, that was Horace Grant, dude, not me.
you're a better shooter than Horace Grant could have dreamed of.
I just wanted to know because everyone's got a Jordan story from if you played in that era, he did something to you. You know what I mean? There's always something.
He blew by me and dunked on me, but other than that, he technically didn't dunk on me because he just blew by me. He dunked on Otis Thorpe, who was back there waiting on him. So I just let him blow by me.
Bulls, the over-under for Bulls wins, Robert, is 27.5. 27.5, man!
I'm taking the over on that because I think Zach LaVine's going to be healthy. He wants to play really, really hard so he can get up out of there. I hate to say it, but let's be honest. He's been trying it for 4 years now.
I think 100% right, Robert.
There it is.
I think he's going to play well enough to get himself traded, which is what he's been wanting. Thanks so much for this. This was incredible.
Man, this was fun, guys. Please have me on again.
We will.
Got it. That is Robert Ori, 7-time NBA champion. What a delight. That was a lot of fun. Great job, Tanny. You keep bringing people back.
Thank you, Tanny.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, Shane books him, and then Tanny books him the second time. That's how that works.
This is how college football is. You got to keep re-recruiting your players.
So that would be an abstinence bear that AC Green used to keep around. That was the word, the abstinence bear. The bear not abstinent after Shaq got done with it.
Nope. One of our favorites last night had a really rough moment. We'll share it with you next on The Score.